Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's Ace's biggest LED light bulb sale of the year. Right now, buy one, get one free on our best-selling LED light bulbs. Our 4-pack of LED bulbs is $9.99, and our 2-pack of LED floodlights is only $12.99. Buy one, get one free. There's no limit on how much you can save, so stock up now. Hurry in. Buy one, get one free on long-lasting 10-year LED bulbs, now through Monday, only at your neighborhood Ace. See participating stores for details.
You are Locked On 76ers, your daily podcast on the Philadelphia 76ers, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome to Locked On 76ers. I'm your host, Keith Pompey, coming from you. I guess you could call them the University of Utah's campus Monday morning. Some of you guys are enjoying a holiday. I'm getting ready to go to shoot around a little bit and then cover the game tonight, the Sixers Summer League game and the Utah Jazz Summer League. They open up against the Boston Celtics. And I must say, yo, there's been more buzz around this team than there's ever been in the 4 years that I've covered it. Seriously, it has. And a lot of it has to do with the things that transpired over the last 2 weeks. I think it all started with, if you really want to be honest, it all started with when they made the trade with the Boston Celtics to get Markelle Fultz and, you know, to be in position again. Then they drafted him. You know, and then you meet Markelle and you say that, wow, this is a great young man. And then, you know, free agency. It's funny because the one guy that they really needed to get to help out as far as bringing in a shooter and this and that was J.J. Redick. They closed the deal this weekend. They were able to do that. Now, again, he can't sign until, you know, the 6th because of the moratorium. But they go out and get J.J. Redick, which is huge. And it's only for a year. But again, it's still huge. And then you factor in that they also were able to get a big in Amir Johnson, you know, who's an energy guy. He shot 40-something percent from three last year. I believe it was 41.9, I believe. So, you know, you have J.J., you have this post player. Now you have J.J. can help. The guards mature, they can look at his work ethic, he can knock down threes. That's going to create space for Embiid, that's going to create space for Markelle. Oh my God, Markelle Fultz. And then when you think about it, Ben Simmons is going to be, it's going to help him become an assist machine because this guy gets buckets. So it's been a great 2 weeks for your 76ers. And also the funny thing is, not really funny, but you know, you get up this morning, you know, you as I went, like the one when I'm on the road, go for a stroll, get up this morning, get off the elevator, and I see the Salt Lake Tribune, and who is on the cover? Markelle Fultz with a Washington uniform on, doing like a layup, all right? So that's on the front of the whole newspaper, like up on the top. And then you turn to the sports section, and there you go, Markelle Fultz again. But the thing about it is, it's one of those things where, you know, it's like, it's not just him, it's the two Utah Jazz picks, and then it's Jason Tatum, you know, the Boston Celtics, and they're just hyping up, you know, the Summer League thing, Summer League, you know, game, Summer League tournament. So, with that being said, it's like he's not getting all the hype, but it's different than what it used to be when I used to cover the Sixers. You know, there was a time when you would go in town and say, okay, Sixers in town. You know, typically the, I hate to say this, but the other opposing team's top beat writers, in not all instances, but in some, they were like, okay, let me take the night off. It's the Sixers. Now, again, I know this is a summer league, but the hype that the Sixers are receiving is completely different than anything that I experienced. I'm talking about from a national standpoint, you know, and I think it's well-deserved. I do. I mean, when you can get a guy like a Markelle Fultz to go with Ben Simmons, You know, you have Embiid, and then we didn't even talk about Dario. Rashawn Holmes is a solid contributor. You know, you have Jared Bayless, the guy that a lot of people aren't really talking about, but I expect him to have a pretty good, you know, season this year. You know, this is the best team that the Sixers have had. And I don't think that, you know, as a shocker, we all know what the last 4 years were about. Now, last year, you know what? Give them credit. They did put a competitive team out there. But then it got to a point, in my opinion, where after the All-Star break, the tank was on again. Like, they just shut things down. You know, so, you know, it got to a point where, you know, they'll say they weren't tanking, but believe me, they were winning a lot of games and everything just shut down. But now it's kind of like the buzz, not only in the city, but around the nation, is that the Sixers are on their way up. Now, again, the people nationally are hyping them up, but at the same time, some people may say, let's wait and see. Other people are going to say, they haven't done anything. But believe me, people are paying attention to this team. It's hard not to pay attention. Now, again, are they going to make the playoffs? You know, before they made these free agency pickups, I was going to say no. Now, you know, it's one of those things where it could be impossible. It could be in play. It could be. But a lot of things will have to go right. But it could be in play. So, you know, it's a great time to be a Sixers fan. It's a great time to sit back and relax and try to track these guys, because for the first time, I believe that there are some guys who are going to be here long term. I mean, in the past, we were always looking around and saying, okay. And, you know, and I also think that the players who they identified as quality reserves are going to be here, like T.J. McConnell. You know, some people saying, well, what's going to happen to T.J.? Come on. As a backup point guard or a third point guard on this team, T.J. McConnell is great. You know, in my opinion, he is a great guy. You know, well, you know, what about Rashawn Holmes? You know, they're bringing Amir Johnson in, true. But at the same time, you know, Rashawn Holmes is still going to be a quality. He's still a quality player. You know, it's going to be one of those things where, you know, maybe it's good that Amir Johnson's here. Rashawn can learn a couple things from him. You know, he can learn from a veteran, a 12-year vet, to say, hey, look, these are the things that you need to do here. These are the things that are going to make you better, young buck. You know what I mean? So, you know, the buzz is here. The players are all going to get better. You know, Robert Covington is going to get rewarded this year. He's going to get the money that he deserves, you know. And I'm telling you, this is just a great time. Now, again, I want to talk to y'all about one thing, though, you know, because I know some of you guys are trying to get your Sixers tickets, and I'm just trying to, you know, take it to the left a little bit. I know, before you laugh. But some of you guys want to get some Sixers tickets. So I'm telling you, they're selling out left and right. I mean, the season ticket sales are ridiculous. Like, a couple weeks ago, it was already over 14,000. You know what I mean? They sold out, like, the whole lower bowl, so to speak. So they're trying to get, you know, a waiting list to get people in there. So I'm telling you, if you want to get tickets, you better go to SeatGeek. I mean, you have to go to SeatGeek. And I'm going to tell you this about SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the smartest, easiest way to find tickets for the basketball games you want to see up close and in person this season, right? There's nothing like being in the arena for the biggest plays of the year. And with SeatGeek, it's never been easier to get the guaranteed seats you want for a great value. Now, look, I know, like, some of you guys have done it before, but for the ones who haven't, I'm telling you, you know, what you need to do is you can get a $20 rebate off your first SeatGeek purchase. To do that, right, you have to download the SeatGeek app, go to the settings tab, and click add a promo code. Enter the promo code LOWSIXERS for Locked On Sixers, and guess what? You will get that $20 rebate. So let me tell you this. I'm telling y'all, the buzz around the Sixers is bananas right now. You know, the thing is, you know, people are talking championship. Maybe that's a little premature. You know, I think that before I wasn't too sure, but I think if some things go right, they could possibly be in contention for that AFC. Again, a lot has to go right, and I don't want to put the pressure on them because they are going to have growing pains, but you know, they may, you know, 9-10, whatever, but I'm telling you, they're heading in the right direction. So if you want to get tickets, and if they're sold out, I'm telling you, you better go to SeatGeek and try to get your tickets. Thank you for listening, and have a great, great day.
You are Locked On 76ers, your daily Philadelphia 76ers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.